Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one on one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And we have a great show today. We're meeting with the Tasty Image franchise opportunity. And Tasty Image began in mid-2003 in Jupiter, Florida. After becoming a part-time affiliate to sell printed chocolates, Dairy Sorbonne saw rather quickly that there was income waiting to happen within the chocolate industry. She quickly moved forward with the purchase of her first food imaging system and began to promote and sell printed, personalized chocolates right out of her home. And we're going to be talking about that on segment two of Franchise Interviews. Stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs a one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with the Tasty Image franchise opportunity. And Tasty Image began in mid-2003 in Jupiter, Florida. And after becoming a part-time affiliate to sell printed chocolates, Derek Cerbone saw rather quickly that there was income waiting to happen within the chocolate industry. She quickly moved forward with the purchase of her first food imaging system and began to promote and sell printed, personalized chocolates right out of her home. And business grew as so did demand. So we're going to be talking about that on segment two. This is a really great story of entrepreneurship. It goes on as the customers requested a variety of chocolate items, which at that time were not available through Tasty Image. And she says it didn't take very long to realize that there was a need, a market, and a void that needed to be filled. Why not increase the product line? Why not incorporate molded chocolate? Why not bring in chocolate fountains? The natural progression to expand, to create, and to satisfy more customers. Before she knew it, she was providing chocolate fountains to weddings and parties, packaging up handmade truffles, and designing gift baskets for each and every major holiday. And again, this is, you know, these are one of those great entrepreneurial stories that we talk about on the show. We've, you know, heard hundreds up to this point, but this one certainly caught Don and I's attention. So we're really looking forward to having Derry on the show today. And again, Derry is the founder of Tasty Image Franchise Opportunity. Next week, something a little different. You may have noticed that the shows have been a little different over the last month. The color of my underwear is blue, exposing yourself for success. We're going to be meeting with Danny Lyon, the author of that book, and we've mentioned and spoke a little bit about that last week. Here's the foreword to the book, and you'll notice that, you know, as we're talking with Danny, it's very similar to franchising. A lot of the concepts are in sync with things that we talk about on the show. So it says here, I've been in business most of my life. This is the foreword. I've spent the past 30 years helping others to get into their own business while passionately teaching, mentoring, supporting, and motivating them to attain success. I'm frequently asked to share my business and success experiences and insights. It was a distinct honor when Danny asked me to write the foreword to The Color of My Underwear is Blue. I've known Danny Lyon for almost 14 years now and have been there for many of his business successes. Most importantly, I have observed his development both on a personal and professional level, seeing how he leads by example. He is a master action taker. The information presented in The Color of My Underwear is Blue will help you realize that success is a choice, your choice. It will encourage you to look in the mirror and face some tough questions. Why don't I do what I know I should be doing to reach my goals? Why am I so afraid to take more risks when risk typically brings out the best in me? Why don't I live with more passion and purpose and energy and fun? Why don't I attain more success towards my goals, dreams, and desires? That's just a portion of the foreword. I thought it was fantastic. I started reading this last night, and I heard an interview with Danny Lyon several weeks ago. And he starts off his presentations and his seminars stating, hi, my name is Danny Lyon, and the color of my underwear is blue. He really encourages full participation with his audience, and really great speaker. A couple of the things I just want to mention that he points out in the book that I highlighted, and I have the book highlighted in like 100 different places now up to this point. Let's see, it says, the team is stronger than the individual. I can say confidently that every successful person I have ever known had a strong team of support built from a strong network. And that's very much in sync with franchising, isn't it? As we're going to be talking with Danny. You know, a lot of times we even had our guest last week, Mauricio Acevedo, say, you know, when you get into franchising, you know, you're working for yourself, but the great thing is you're not by yourself. And how many times have we heard that expression? So very true. Just one more here. This is Danny diamond success tip. It's amazing what you can learn and accomplish simply because someone else believes you can. If you're willing to learn, willing to expose yourself, there's always someone available to teach and pass on their experience. And, you know, as I was reading that, I thought a lot about franchising as well. You know, in franchising, you have to be open, of course, to learning the system. What makes a successful franchisee is you have to be teachable. If you're not teachable, you're not willing to learn new things, it's probably not going to work out for you. So, you know, we're going to be talking about, get Danny's thoughts on franchising. I know he has a little background in that subject area as well. So looking forward to that. And that's next week. That's Thursday, June 30th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Following week after that, we're meeting with Jeff Jervik. And this is an interesting story as well. Somebody who gets his start, you know, in franchising, working in the fast food industry. And I guess, you know, maybe he had an epiphany or, you know, he felt like he wanted to maybe give a little bit more back to his customers. Listen to this great story if you missed this from last week. It says, Jervik is a franchise industry maven, which ultimately brought him to his current position, which he's held since 2008. He's the head of the world's largest wellness company, which includes Fitness Together and Elements Therapeutic Massage. Before this position, he had a different route in franchising. He was selling pizza and he was selling donuts. Jervik's career began as an hourly employee selling pizza at Pizza Hut. And I love hearing these stories, how many times Don and I have referenced franchisees working for a particular franchise. It could have just been, you know, a salesperson or working behind the counter. And today, in some cases, they own, you know, 10 or 20 of them. So it's the wonderful thing, you know, one of the hundreds of things that Don and I both love about franchising. Jervik's career began as an hourly employee selling pizza at Pizza Hut, as I just mentioned. He worked his way up with the PepsiCo company, spending 14 years there and ending with his title of National Vice President of Operations of Pizza Hut. Wow. He was responsible for the operations of over 1,000 Pizza Hut restaurants with sales of approximately 800 million and over 25,000 employees. From there, he moved on to Papa John's, where he was operating partner of Papa John's in Hawaii. Nice. He helped grow the market to 17 locations and hundreds of employees. In October 2005, Jervik retired from pizza and moved to an even more unhealthy food, which was donuts, and he's working as the executive VP of operations for Krispy Kreme, working with 114 company-owned and 292 franchise locations with system-wide sales of $800 million. It was 3 years later, I guess, Jervik had this realization about the temporary satisfaction of pizza and donut, and he wanted to get into the health industry. So he said he wanted to help people, which brought him the wellness industry and fitness together with Elements. Helping people lose weight and relieve pain would actually better people's lives, he concluded. So, again, you know, it was a personal choice. And again, he had this epiphany. He knows he likes franchising but wanted to do something a little different. So we've seen that story in many instances here on Franchise Interviews. So that's going to be a great story as well. So our last show, I thought this concept was fantastic. We met with Banana Stroh's. And Banana Stroh's, a quick service crepe franchise founded and managed by Colombian entrepreneurs with restaurant industry and customer service experience, aims to capitalize a perfect storm of auspicious conditions. The 7-year-old company is beginning to roll out its franchise arm with plans to tackle area distribution contracts that dominate those high traffic retail centers. I was very unfamiliar with crepes when we were doing the show last week. I didn't know much about crepes. I've always thought of it as a dessert item. And then when we started researching this particular opportunity, not realizing that, you know what, you could really put anything in a crepe. I mean, you can put salmon in a crepe. You can customize it to a geographical region. So, for example, when we were talking to Mauricio on the show last week, he was mentioning how in a certain part of the country, let's say the Southwest, if they like food a little spicier, well, you can customize the food to that particular area. Where in the Northeast, if perhaps they like the food a little more mild, you can customize it to that particular area. But the concept is very, very simple. goes on, a couple other things. Says, there are a few growth strategies we're taking for Banana Stros through franchising, says CEO Mauricio Acevedo. We're interested in bringing on area developers who will help scout and support franchisees in their regions, as well as individuals who love service and recognize the advantages of our company. Those advantages include becoming ambassadors of one of the world's most favorite foods that has yet to penetrate the United States market, which is crepes, owning one's own business and serving a delicious, healthy product in a time where Americans are increasingly health conscious. While Europeans are used to seeing creperies on most every corner, serving up flour tortillas with cheese, chocolate, or fruit, there's no leading crepe franchise in the United States. And once again, that's what caught our attention in bringing Mauricio on the show last week. So if you missed that particular show, I highly recommend you go back and listen to it, because I think this franchise is going to be a very big opportunity. They also had the opportunity as well. They were invited by the U.S. Department of Commerce, along with 15 other U.S. franchises, to visit India. And it looks like they sold, I think Mauricio was mentioning, like 100 units in India already. So look out, McDonald's. You know, we always like to say, you know, that some franchise opportunities got their start here on Franchise Interviews. For instance, we played a Franchise Rewind this week with Jamie Brankus. And if that name rings a bell, Jamie Brankus is the founder of the 8-Minute Fitness app opportunity. And Jamie was able to take all his ideas that he learned over the years, I think it was like 25 years, and started franchising the concept. And when we had Jamie on the show, it was about 2 years ago, I think it was, up to this point, I think he's up to like a dozen or so franchises. So we're very happy to watch that growth with Jamie Brankus. Last week, we tried playing a clip from Julie Bennett and ran out of time. So we want to do that now. Julie Bennett is the author of one of the best books, I think, written on the topic of franchising. And she does a lot of writing for Franchise Times, Franchise Times Guide to Selecting, Buying, and Owning a Franchise. And Julie said so many great things that we had to put her in our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. And I want you to listen to what Julie said about this. Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews,
and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for about a year and a half, and in that time, we've gotten to interview some fantastic authors on the topic of franchising. One of my favorite books is The Franchise Times Guide to Selecting, Buying, and Owning a Franchise. It's a must-read in franchising, and that book is by Julie Bennett. And we had Julie on the show, it was about 3 to 4 months ago. She had some fantastic quotes on the topic of franchising. She spoke about the importance of following a system. She gave a great example of that. She even got into the characteristics of successful franchisees. So listen to what Julie said.
And As for the Systems is a great story from Becky Courtjohn. In the book, she's an Express Personnel franchisee in Dayton, Ohio. And she says, follow the system. If the procedures manual said to write all reports with my left hand in red ink on Monday through Wednesday, and with my right hand in black ink on Thursday and Friday, I'd do it. I will follow everything because it works.
That's very powerful. I mean, that really describes franchising in a nutshell, Julie.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That kind of reminded me, Marty, of that. Who was the client we had on?
You know, we had Liberty Tax. We had one of Liberty Tax's most successful franchisees on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said the same thing. He said he wasn't a creative person. You know, all he wanted to do was just, you know, follow the system.
Right.
And that's why he became one of the most successful franchisees for Liberty Tax. That's all he did. He said all I did was what they told me to do, and I achieved this great success. You know,
His whole attitude was like, just tell me what I have to do. Kind of like what you were just bringing up with that particular story, Julie. And that was his whole attitude. Tell me what to do. I'll do it. I'll work hard. And he's doing quite well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. It's often, if you talk to a franchisor and say, why did that franchisee fail, he'll always say, well, he didn't follow the system.
Mm, absolutely.
Which may, of course, that may or may not be true.
Right, absolutely.
Julie, what types of characteristics do you think make successful franchisees?
Well, you were talking about one of the big ones, which is being hardworking.
Right.
And I think that's very important. You have to be enthusiastic about the business. You have to create an excitement before the business opens.
I agree.
Have to go through your community, tell them you're opening up, and get them in there the first day.
Absolutely.
You have to be able to hire, discipline, and motivate employees. There are personality tests that franchisors give franchisee candidates.
Right.
And when I took all three, I flunked them.
<That's> something.
on this very point, because they said I'd be too empathetic to my franchisee, to my employees,
right.
And they'd walk all over me.
That's
so
something.
That's a very important point. You have to have good communication skills. You have to be talking up your franchise all the time.
Right.
You have to have a sense of humor.
Sure.
And I'll go back to Becky Courtjohn, who said that she had an angry client call her up and say, "That young lady you sent over here to work is painting her toenails at our reception desk." And Becky didn't miss a beat. She said, "What color?"
That's great, isn't it?
That was certainly a great quote from Julie Bannon. She had a bunch of them, by the way, when we had her on our show. And again, you can hear that in the archives. You can, again, go back and want to listen to it again. You can hear it on our Great Quotes and Franchising podcast. So why don't we do this? I see our guest, there he is, called in. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Big mouth!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team,
Big Mouth,
as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Hi, Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs a long one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with the Tasty Image franchise opportunity, and Tasty Image began in mid-2003 in Jupiter, Florida, and after becoming a part-time affiliate to sell printed chocolates, Dairy Sir Bones saw it rather quickly that there was income waiting to happen within the chocolate industry. Hey, Dairy, how you doing today?
Great, Marty, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you, Dairy, for coming on the show today. We think this is a great and definitely unique opportunity. We were saying earlier before the show that I don't think we've had a franchise like yours on the show in the 4.5 years we've been doing it. So it's certainly unique, and that's kind of what we love for the show is the diversity. So we'd like to start off, where are you calling from this morning, Dairy?
I'm calling from my home office here in Jupiter, Florida, just a couple of miles from the retail store.
Oh, great. How's the weather down there today?
It's gorgeous. Unfortunately, I'm inside, but that's okay.
That's true.
The sun's waiting.
Yeah, that's right. You have a great story, Dairy. What were you doing before starting Tasty Image?
Before I started Tasty Image back in 2003, I was a single mom that was actually doing something completely outside of the retail business arena. I was in the health industry, physical education, mm-hmm. physical therapy, had a master's degree in those areas, and I was in the health industry.
Wow. And you really, it's not a far stretch. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you know, there's a lot of, I guess you could say, medical benefits to eating chocolate now, isn't there, Dairy? There's a lot of, like, out there I've seen. Yeah. So it's not a far different industry if you think about it. You know, he's still doing kind of the same thing, you know, as you're in the... It was a health industry, but I suspect you were able to take a lot of those things that you've learned from previous jobs, you know, a lot of those soft skills, whether it's, you know, leadership and customer service and all that other stuff, and I guess apply it to really what you're doing now, would you say?
Well, you do. You take all of your experience, people, skills,
yeah.
talking to folks, bedside manner, if you will, whether no matter what your product is or what sort of business you're in, I think that's a common thread that goes through every business, how you're working with the public and how you're handling different situations that might come across your desk or just on a day-to-day basis. So, sure, those are things that are
yeah.
consistent with just about any industry. And you're right about the health industry, especially the hype here in the last couple of years with the medicinal
right.
effects of dark chocolate. So,
absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great story. Did you want to talk about like a brief history of Tasty Image and, you know, how you found this concept and, you know, where you guys
sure.
are today?
Sure. Back in 2003, I was searching for some sort of a segue into another business and to do something else. I visited a business opportunity show where I stumbled across a company that was selling technology, this system, this machine that printed edible images directly onto the surface of chocolate. And after spending a day on a showroom floor and looking around at different business opportunities, and I stumbled across this, it took me all of about 3 minutes, which was the length of time that it took to print the picture on the chocolate,
wow.
to decide that this was something that was different. It was unique. There was a frenzy even around, you know, the booth right then. And I knew that it was something that I wanted to do. I didn't realize then, back in 2003, that it was relatively new on the market. There were not
mm-hmm.
that many systems out in the world. In fact, I was the sixth person to buy this system and started in a home office. In fact, started in the home
wow.
office I'm sitting in right now. But
That's
I
cool.
very quickly branched from that when I started getting out in the world and making contact with people and seeing the response that it was getting, very quickly realized that there was a lot of money to be made in the chocolate business, in the personalized chocolate business. Personalization is just such a hype right now. Anytime you can personalize
right.
something, then you couple that.
Yeah, I would
that
agree
with
that.
Oh, for sure. And
yeah,
you,
we've seen a lot of that too, Dairy. Yeah, I was going to say, we've seen a lot of that, too, over the last, you know, 6 months. It seems to be a common trend, is as you mentioned, that personalization, it seems to be a key factor in, you know, what the customers want. You know, customers want that individual, you know, personalized attention. This seems like, I mean, it's a fun concept. I mean, of course, you know, you're making money and things like that, but it just sounds like a fun franchise opportunity as well, where
you're
kind of putting a smile on people's faces.
You're right, and it's incredible that you use the word fun, because over the past 8 years, talking to folks about wanting to move into some sort of a business or daily routine, the one common word that I hear is, I want to do something fun. And
exactly.
These are people that are not, they're not folks that are, they're working. They have a career. They
right.
have a profession.
Right.
But they still
yeah.
find themselves in some sort of a rut or a
mm-hmm.
mundane, oh, I have to go to work again sort of a
right.
feeling. And that is the common word that we hear. So you
yeah.
talk about an opportunity that's fun, it's unique, and along the personalization, when you we're basically a gift-giving company. We're chocolate
mm-hmm.
gifts. So when you can take something and personalize it, the amazing thing is we could do it at the drop of a hat. We can personalize a photo or a logo or whatever it is literally within minutes. But to the recipient of that gift, it really looks as if this was long planned and well thought out by the giver.
Right.
And, you know, they took that extra time and care to personalize it, and they must have really been thinking about it for a while. So don't tell anybody that we can do it that quickly.
Exactly.
Because,
no, that's
yeah, it's personalization at the drop of a hat, and it just makes an incredible gift.
Who've been like the customers, Derry, to this? I mean, it sounds like it could be pretty much anyone and everyone. I mean, whether it's businesses or consumers. I know you guys get involved in like weddings and parties and you know, handmade shuffles. Is pretty much everyone?
You know, it is. It's chocolate. So
yeah.
The holidays are a huge drive for
right.
for gift giving. That's the obvious. And then it goes into wedding favors and birthday parties and all the personalized reasons that you would want to give, you know, give a gift, a business gift. You have now marketing tools, and it becomes the whole B2B market. And thank you gifts and hostess gifts, and then they
right.
become chocolate announcements are made and save the dates and one sweet party and
wow.
invitations go out on chocolate or thank you cards go out on chocolate or any number
oh,
of
yeah.
any time you would print something on paper, print it on chocolate, and it makes that much more of a wow factor.
Oh,
so
absolutely! Yeah, my wife was saying this morning, like Valentine's Day alone, you know, is like
Valentine's Day
that
is
one
huge,
particular holidays. You know, I can imagine
yep.
it's incredible. Yeah, this industry is large. I mean, are there any numbers on the industry or how big
sure.
are we talking? When we talk to the chocolate industry,
chocolate and confectionery, a $20 billion business
wow.
that is basically broken up into three segments. It's the companies that take beans and take
mm-hmm.
that to bulk chocolate. That would be a segment of it. A segment of it is companies that take that bulk chocolate and then turn it into what we know as chocolate candy. That would be what we do. And then there's the confectionery industry of anything else that is not chocolate. So, you know, a good chunk of this business is chocolate. And if you
absolutely.
Think about it, I can't think of too many menus that don't include chocolate on their dessert list.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see too many chocolate or ice cream shops that are empty. It's a consumable. People buy it over and over and over again. So it's not the kind of thing, and it's certainly not going out of fashion.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since starting this whole concept, Derry? What would you say?
I think, you know, for me, it's amazing the doors that open when you have chocolate. The
mm-hmm.
Just for example, going to visit customers or potential customers and letting them know that this is out there and you're opening opening their eyes to what you have and this product. Oftentimes you'll come across businesses that say no soliciting. You know, what those signs really mean is no soliciting unless you have chocolate. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I've gotten into high security facilities when the guard at the gate found out that I was delivering chocolate. Let me write
in. I imagine.
It's funny. It really is. It's almost comical.
It's fantastic. Well, as Don and I would say, I mean, this technology is really fascinating. I mean, can you describe the technology, how it works? I mean, we were talking this morning. You said it would be cool to, like, take our logo and, you know, and I guess you can actually put that on chocolate, couldn't you? I mean, and
we can.
You know, give it to all our clients as gifts. I mean, it's really what you can do. It is amazing for branding purposes alone.
Well, you're right, and we do that every day, giving you know, like I said, the B2B market. So the nice thing about being able to print on chocolate, we can take a logo, and one of the most important things in branding a name or a logo is color. A lot of times you recognize a logo by their color long before you can read it. So it's not just being able to make this something in chocolate, because you can make a raised lettering in chocolate that doesn't carry color through. But in this case, you're surrounding a colored, actually a quite real photo. Oftentimes, with the photo being a high quality, because the potential for the printer is incredibly defined, given a nice quality going in. So we can duplicate a logo to the point where there were times when people couldn't tell the difference between a paper and the printed chocolate.
Right. Wow.
But this technology, it affords us the ability to take a computer, nothing special here. We're bending text. We're doing some things that are pretty typical for a Photoshop or a computer to manipulate photos. That's not the amazing part. The amazing part is the software that then translates it to being able to talk to the printer. And the printer houses a flatbed carriage that actually carries the chocolate itself right through this sort of conveyor belt system that allows the ink to spray directly onto the surface of the chocolate. Four color process, red, yellow, blue, black, high quality resolution, making every color under the rainbow. And it prints onto that piece of chocolate. It dries within seconds, and there's your piece.
That's fascinating. So what types of characteristics do you look for in a franchisee, Derry? I mean, do they have to have retail experience? Do they have to come from the chocolate
industry?
Absolutely
not. No, not at all. You look for people who want to be their own boss. You look for people who are energetic, people. Somebody who wants to learn and duplicate and sees the potential in this, and certainly somebody believes in the product. If you believe in your product, and I totally believe in it, I can remember talking to folks about what I had and wanting to show them, and I would hear them say, boy, some sales manager pumped you up. And, you know, no, it's just this is what I believe. It's the best thing since sliced bread. So, you know, when you know that, and it just comes out.
Right.
When you feel that way about something, and it clearly is, it just that I think is the biggest and strongest selling point of anything, because I really do believe in it. This is just a phenomenal product.
And I guess that's helpful, and that's probably what you look for, I guess, in your franchisees as well, is that they have that spark, or, you know, maybe their eyes light up and they believe in the concept like you do.
Absolutely.
You know,
because
that's going to help them in becoming successful as well. So, again, they don't really have to have that experience in this industry. You're looking for more of those, like, interpersonal skills and enthusiasm and things like that, which I agree, I think is very important. So what about the training then, Derry? How does that work? Once someone decides to say, okay, I want to go forward with this, then what's typically the next step?
Well, training is done in two parts. One aspect of the business, for sure, is learning how to manipulate the photos and print them on chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key part of the business. But along with those pieces that are printed on chocolate, we're also positioning ourselves as we are a chocolate gift shop. So with the imaging, we have an assortment of other things that are going with it, like homemade truffles and the molded chocolate and all the other things that we're doing. So we're training folks really from beginning to end. I mean, not unlike any other franchise, helping them through every aspect of it, from helping to find a location to teaching them how to make the very truffles and the molded pieces. That's kind of a typical thing. The unusual types of things that we do is we really teach people more about how to read their customers, how to know through body language when somebody wants you to ask more questions and get more personal and get into their personal
right.
life and then provide an end product for them that's going to meet their needs, and when somebody doesn't want you to go there. So reading your customers and knowing how to ask the right questions to get to the end product that's going to satisfy them, because the bottom line is your customers have to be happy, and you have to figure out how to make them happy, and we teach you how to do that.
Absolutely. That's interesting. What about the location, Derry? Location play a critical part in this type of business? I mean, what kind of location do your franchisees have to look for or have?
Well, of course, location, location, location.
Right.
But you're also a destination shop. Somebody is mm-hmm. going to have a need. I need a gift.
Right.
I need a party favor. I need
right.
a Valentine gift, whatever it is. And they're going to get in their car and come to you. When they do,
mm-hmm.
you want to be in a place that's obviously easy access in and out and all the obvious things
right.
about where a shop should be, ground floor, visible to the public,
right.
Like that. But we are a destination shop, so you're going to be – they'll seek you out, and they will come
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. Interesting. How much space would you say they need, Derry, for location?
We have two different models. One of them is as small as about an 800-square-foot space.
Okay.
And the space that we're functioning out of today is 1,300 square feet, the retail store – and really anything in between that. So it doesn't have to be a terribly large retail space to function.
Interesting. Yeah. Is there such a thing as like a typical day as a franchisee, would you say, Derry? I mean, from like, you know, the morning when you turn on the lights to when you go home and what happens in between. How would you describe that, if there is such a thing?
You typically have fun.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is there really are no 2 days quite the same. We do
yeah.
in-store events. We might have a birthday party, a bachelorette party. We might have a chocolate tasting going on. In the summertime, we have Cocoa Camp. Kids will come in, and
wow.
parents bring their children for the day, and they spend the day learning to make different projects out of chocolate. So summertime, the big thrust is Cocoa Camp. We had the opportunity to be featured on Groupon here in the last couple of weeks, where we were offering our candy tastings and chocolate making classes, and it turns out we were of their top 5 sellers out
wow.
of anybody that they've ever had on. So we're now hosting all these chocolate classes, and folks that are coming in and are just fascinated with the equipment, and they're we gown them up, and we put their hands in gloves, and we put an apron on them, and their hair's tied back, and they're making different chocolate things that they, you know, you might have seen on the Food Channel, you might have read
right.
about and seen in movies, and they're doing it. So, you know, they like it. It's unique. It's different. It's entertaining, and they get to come away with the chocolate that they make. And we
wow.
might be hosting a kids' class at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And then later on that afternoon, we may have a group of adults coming in, and in between, we're making candy to restock our cases. And we're also doing off-station chocolate fountains, or we could take this machine live and print at a wedding or a bar mitzvah. We've done grand openings. We've hosted different car dealerships that have had us come in when they brought in new cars, and they had us taking pictures of people while they were there, standing next to their new car, supposedly, in the showroom. So, I mean, really, no 2 days are quite the same.
That's fantastic. And that's important to a lot of, prospective franchisees. They don't want to have those 2 days the same, you know.
Right.
So jumping to another question, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur, Derry, looking to buy a franchise?
Well, I mean, you want to do something, certainly, number one, that you're going to have a passion for and that you're going to enjoy. You want something that's tried and true. We're a ground floor opportunity in that here in the United States, we have not sold any franchises yet. We are in 16
mm-hmm.
other, we have 16 other locations outside of the United States, and our technology
wow.
is in some 42 countries. So we're not new to the franchise arena as a whole,
right.
only here in the United States. This is an incredible ground floor opportunity for a visionary, for somebody who sees this big picture and understands that we're not new. We're just here
right.
In the States that we're looking
to
get out into. Mm-hmm. But
which is interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think that's great, Derry, because you know, I always tell you know our listeners, you know, when you're looking, you know, do you want to go with a big franchise system or a smaller franchise system? And sometimes there's advantages to both. I mean, the advantage to be able to speak to someone like yourself is important to a lot of new franchisees. In other words, when you buy a Subway franchise, I mean, to speak to like the CEO or Fred DeLuca, who actually started the company, good luck. I mean, it'll take you 6 months to get an appointment with some of those people. You know what I mean? So
right.
I think some of those ground floor opportunities provide a lot of benefits to
right.
Prospective franchisees. So I think that's very important. So you make some very good points.
You know, I have a funny story. I had a woman come into the store, and she was a franchise owner. This was before we were a franchise. She mm-hmm. was a franchise owner of some other business, and she wanted to send a thank you gift to the owner of the franchise. And
yeah.
something that would make her stand out. So she was having something printed on chocolate that she was going to send to him, a big giant block of chocolate with her image and this apparently some kind of a phrase that was specific to their industry. And we put
right,
that on the
right.
chocolate, and I said, and how do you want me to sign this? And she said, well, I'd like you to sign it from franchisee number 137529. And I thought, wow.
Exactly. Wow, that's a great story. And there's a lot of examples of, like you said, like Subway. I mean, I think Subway's up to like 34,000 franchise opportunities, you know. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, how impersonal is that to not sign your name, but you're a number, you know what I mean?
You're a number, not with us.
Yeah, and not with you guys. And I think
and no
that's important.
No matter what. I would like to say that you will never be a brick in the wall here. We are as personal as our product is. We know our each and every machine owner by their first name, you know, with cell phone contact and
mm-hmm.
help galore. And, you know, there's no such thing as hours of operation. You know, I always joke with people about calling a company, press one for this, press two for that, and you're jumping through
right.
hoops to get to somebody. And I say, we have a two-step process. Step one is you make the call, and step two is we answer it.
Wow.
So
this franchise opportunity could be very big. I mean, I could see this, you know, having you guys as well, you know, having this conversation in 5-10 years, you guys having, you know, thousands of units, which is very possible. So what are your plans for the future then, Derry? I mean, how big would you like to get? And where do you see, like, 5 years down the road, you see yourself?
Well, I think to say it's possible is an understatement. I think it's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the next Pet Rock. We are
yeah.
getting an incredible response already, and people definitely see it. The opportunity here is coming at a prime time. People can still negotiate excellent leases in a retail space. The economy appears to be on the upswing. We've already bottomed out, and folks have lost faith in corporate America, and they're now banking
yes.
on themselves. And thank goodness for that. You'll
yeah.
never fire yourself. You will never get that feeling on Sunday that, oh, my gosh, I have to go to work tomorrow and I really don't want to see my boss.
Right.
All of those feelings go away. You no longer call it work. It's just something you enjoy. There's a pride of ownership. You watch your business grow. And there are folks that are lining themselves up to have not just one, but two and three and four and become master franchisees. So the potential is huge. It really is huge.
I agree. And don't forget franchise interviews, you know, when you guys are, you know, in that, you know, 30,000, 40,000 units. So what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Derry? Are there any, like, websites they can go to, any phone numbers they should call?
Of course, you can always go to the website, tastyimage.com.
Okay.
The website has information. There's email information that you can get. Somebody will call you back, of course, if you request to put in for additional information. You'll get a phone call from someone. So,
yeah, the website's great, by the way. I've been on your website, and I think it's fantastic. There's a lot of important information on there.
Thank you.
I think you guys did a great job with that. So it's fantastic.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you again, Derry. You've been a fantastic guest, and We'd love to have you back next year as you guys continue to grow.
We would love that. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thanks so much, Derry. You have a great day today.
You do the same.
Thanks. That was a great concept. So why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free, the book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews. And that was a fantastic concept. Right now, we're going to meet with Dr. Robert Needham, and it's from our Great Quotes and Franchising podcast. And we asked Dr. Robert Needham, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise? And I thought his response was great. So here we go.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. And today's podcast is being sponsored by Diamond Financial Services. And Diamond Financial is the nation's number one source for business loans with over 50 years of combined experience and established relationships. Financing solutions can be applied to business acquisitions, franchise purchasing or startups, building and leasehold improvements or expansions, equipment purchases, debt restructuring, working capital, franchise fees, or simply the buying out of partners. And if you want more information on Diamond Financial Services, you can click their logo right on our show page of this podcast. Today's great quote in franchising is by Dr. Robert Needham of Franchise Inc. And Dr. Robert Needham is also a franchise author. And we had him on our show, it was about a month ago. And typically on the show we'll ask, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise? And I thought his answer was brilliant, so here we go.
Another question we'd like to ask someone like yourself, Dr. Needham, is what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise?
Well, you know, first of all, it's interesting. I believe they have to first find out who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, are they prepared to work with employees? If not, then they don't need to be buying a business that's going to have a lot of employees. They need to be in a business that's maybe just them or maybe one or two others. Once they do that, they really need to decide what it is they want this business to do. You know, we have a lot of people call us and say, you know, my wife's a great cook. I want to run a restaurant.
Right.
You know, but there's a big gap between being a great cook and being a restaurateur.
Right.
And so what we do is we try to find out what they really, you know, the old saying, I believe, you know, I don't know who actually gets credit for originally quoting. It's certainly not me, but the old saying that people don't buy drills because they want drills. They buy drills because they want holes.
That's right, yeah.
What we try to do is find out what is it that they really want, and the franchise is just the vehicle to get them to their dream. So often when we're talking with them, we find out that it's freedom or financial independence, which, you know, is really freedom still. And they really want to be able to control their own destiny or some of those kind of things. So then we start looking at the business, and we start explaining the business from that direction, and it's really independent of what the business does, because there is no perfect business, as you know.
Right.
Every business has something that's not great about it, and every business has something that's super fantastic about it, and we try to help them understand those various things.
That's interesting. We had a couple guests a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Needham, from Fish Window Cleaning. They were two young gentlemen. They worked for Enterprise Rent-A-Car for many years, and they were very frustrated. They were working 50, 60 hours a week, I think it was, Don, they were mentioning.
Right.
And they were surprised at first. They ended up in the window cleaning business. They said in a million years they never imagined buying that kind of franchise. But it just matched what they were looking to do. You know, they just wanted flexible hours where they can get home early and spend weekends with their family and things like that. You know,
right? They so, did a lot of due diligence and
right.
a lot of questions and points of what they wanted in a franchise system, and that met most or maybe all.
You can actually hear that whole podcast by going to our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast by going to franchiseinterviews.com and just clicking the banner at the bottom. And I want to thank all our guests today, and thanks everyone for listening. And if you want more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear over 200 shows up to this point in the 4.5 years we've been doing the show. And again, next week we have author Danny Lyon, The Color of My Underwear is Blue. So thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again next week with more franchise interviews.